You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20pm with Luke Elder, Kevin O'Malley and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. We have National Hunt Racing from Hereford and Market Raisin, accompanied by All Weather Racing on the Tapita at Newcastle. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mr. Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Mark. Very well. How are you?
Yeah, not so bad at all. We're going to look at the Racing Post Monday jury, a few questions relating to Cheltenham Festival Markets. We've seen a few weeks of festival trials, Craig. Are you starting to get an opinion on the big March showpiece?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Still looking for that supreme winner, you know, to get us off to a flyer, Mark. I was hoping to see Charlie Parks up at Musselburgh at the weekend. I've got a suspicion he may well run in the Supreme, getting the allowance, the four-year-old allowance. I don't think we see enough four-year-olds, you know, have a go at the Supreme with the weight they receive. Binocular went close, of course, as a four-year-old in that race. He was beaten by a horse in the same colour. So, yeah, starting to take shape.
Good. Let's get stuck into the Monday jury then, because that relates to one or two anti-post markets for the Cheltenham Festival. We start with, how do you rate Bouver Dare's prospects in the Champion Hurdle? Well, the Champion Hurdle market looks like this. There is non-runner insurance available as well, and Fohine is the 7-4 market leader. It's 7-2 for Bouver Dare. Yanworth 7-2 as well. 9-2 Petit Mouchoir. York Hill still needs to be supplemented, but he's 9-2 in the market. 7-1 for Brain Power and Jeski. 8-1 Vroom Vroom Mag and 14-1 Bar Those. We obviously still haven't seen Fohine. We saw Bouver Dare back over hurdles at the weekend, Craig, and a decent enough performance to win there as well. So can he be as involved in the Champion Hurdle as the market suggests?
Yes, he can, simply because the race has fallen apart,
yeah.
Mark, to a certain extent. And, you know, he's proved his well-being. He switched back from fences where he was very, very exciting over fences. You know, when he won a Haydock, when he beat Cloudy Dream, that was an exceptional performance. Mm. And the switch back to hurdles, you know, he beat a good yardstick who did very well at Sandown. And, you know, he's going to be A1, where Fohine, we don't know, you know, about his well-being. Yanworth has been pulled out of race at the weekend. He's jumping, you know, still of huge concern the way he went round Kempton on Boxing Day. So, yeah, he's a solid option at the moment in the market. I think York Hill could be the one if he switches back from fences, you know, in the last year's Neptune winner. I think he's got plenty of speed. Obviously, he's a very short price for the JLT. He's been well backed for the JLT Novices Chase. But for me, I think he is still a very, very interesting horse if he was to be supplemented for the Champion Hurdle. But Bouver Dare, solid at 7-2 with doubts over the other horses around him in the market.
Yeah. That leads us nicely onto the JLT Novices Chase next. Again, non-runner insurance on this race. York Hill 11-8 at the top of the market for that race. 3-1 for Min. Bells Hill 5-1. 6-1 Bouver Dare. Might Bite 7-1 with Top Notch. Coney Island is 8-1 and 10-1 Bar Those. Obviously, may end up in the Champion Hurdle yet, but as it stands at the moment, a well-backed favourite for the JLT Novices Chase, York Hill.
Yeah, he's progressive, York Hill. He's a very short price at 11-8. I wouldn't want to back him at that price at this stage, Mark, particularly the fact that, you know, he could line up in a Champion Hurdle. So, yeah, he'd be too short for me. Top Notch, I like his progression over fences. He's improved with each run. That was a real good performance at the weekend. The level of that performance is probably a little bit short of what is required to win a JLT, so he does need to improve again.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that if he's to win it. I think Nicky Henderson's got a very strong hand at the moment with the entries. Whisper, who's, as we've seen, has liking for Cheltenham. He's jumped really well over fences, a previous festival winner. And My Bite, he's set to return in the next 10 days or so. Very, very unlucky loser in the Feltham. at Kempton on Boxing Day. He's got an RSA entry. He's also got a JLT entry, but he does have plenty of speed. So he's a real interesting horse for me. If he turns up here, I might bite. But top notch. I think he's fairly priced at 7-1.
Okay. Who else recently has taken your eye with a view to Cheltenham?
There's one horse, Mark. I don't want to give the game away here because there's no price.
Right.
I don't think there's any prices for the race yet. The Martin Pipe Handicap Hurdle.
Right.
Yeah, we've got is he in the market? As Mark looks here. The horse I'm looking for, Brio Conti. Oh, he's 12-1, so.
The game's already given away.
Second favourite. He was a really exceptional one of a good novice hurdle at Doncaster last week, Mark.
Yeah.
The handicappers left him on 1-3-4. Unbelievably, he is streets ahead of the handicap. I mean, I see no reason. I mean, I did have a doubt that he may, you know, run in the Arbor Bartlett. I thought he was up to that class. But the fact he's rated 134, I think Paul Nichols will place him wisely in handicap company at the festival.
Yeah.
And I think that was a top-notch performance. And I think he's a big, big player in the race. Paul Nichols has had huge success in previous years.
Mm. 12-1 joint second favourite at the moment. Invitation only is the 10-1 favourite. 12-1 for Brio Conti and the Storyteller. Golden Spear 16-1. 20-1 then for Jordi Deschamps, Ice Cold Soul, Temple Ross and Tudor City, and 25-1 or bigger for the rest.
Another one I would give you is for the 3-mile one handicap chase on day one of the festival, and that's Champas on Ice. Horse of David Pipes, who finished fourth, is staying on fourth in the 2-mile five time form novices handicap chase on trials day. I think the step up and trip will definitely suit. And Connections took this race last year with Un Tempo 2 after finishing fourth in the same race at Cheltenham. So, you know, as he steps back up and trip, I think Champas on Ice would be a big, big player in that race. But again, Mark, you have just knocked me away with seeing him as 12-1 favourite.
Yeah, he's 12-1 favourite for the Ultima Handicap Chase.
I checked the prices after he ran straight away after the Saturday race, yep. And he was 25-1 across the board.
Oof. Well, 12-1 favourite now. But if you've got a couple of 12-1 pokes there and they both come in, you'll still be all right.
I'm not happy, Mark.
Well, let's move on then. With the Grand National entries out, which horses leap out at you?
Gallant Oscar, obviously, isn't he? He's the one. He was going really well in the race 12 months ago when he came to grief. And I think, you know, he's definitely got to be of interest. He looks like he's been campaigned. His mark has been protected for the race. You know, he's had a couple of starts over hurdles, just the one chase start. His official mark is 146. But obviously, we'll wait on the weights being published. He ran off a mark of 149 12 months ago. I think he's the one, but it's a very, very early, but he'd be the one.
Mm. I'm still on the Uccello Conti project for the Grand National, 33-1 in the market at the moment. Backed him each way in the race last year, ran a good race. I think he finished 6th or 7th in it. He's run some encouraging races this time around as well, so that will be my little play at the moment, at 33-1.
6th last year, Mark, so yeah. And he was only an 8-year-old as well, so yeah. Time on his side.
Yeah.
Could be a good shout.
That's what I'm hoping, anyway, at nice big prices. What's your opinion of the 2 kilogram female jockey allowance in France?
Do I have to answer this one? Could get myself into a bit of trouble here, Mark.
Try and answer conservatively, if you can.
I think it's nonsense, to be honest. I mean, Josephine Gordon has proved that she is, you know, equally as good as the male jockeys in this country. You know, why should she get an allowance over, you know, the male jockeys? If she did, she'd have a full book of rides every day. You know, Connections would be keen to employ her services and she'd be champion jockey. Obviously, there's very few female jockeys that are at the top of the tree, you know, compared to the male jockeys. But the likes of Josephine Gordon, there is equally as good. So, obviously, there is a problem because we lose a fair amount of female jockeys in the early part of their careers that don't continue in the sport. So, there is a problem of trying to keep them in the sport. But giving them an allowance, I don't think is the right way to go.
Okay. Final question, an easy one to finish with as well. Give us the winner of the Betfair Hurdle.
I'm going to be boring here again, Mark. I had a look at this race earlier on, but, of course, we're now down to the 5-day declarations, and one of the horses I had, one of Willie Mullins' runners, isn't or hasn't been declared. One thing that has been significant in this race and in previous years is prominent runners have held a massive advantage. Mm. Consul d'Italie, of course, is a hold-up horse who we've seen twice, very unlucky loser twice this year for Nicky Henderson. So the race might not be for him. And one in the same colours, Move with the Times, who, you know, was one of my festival novices from a very early stage this season, could be enough a good weight. Unfortunately, you know, he's fairly short. He's 6-1 third favourite with William Hill. I think he's a big, big player, Move with the Times.
Okay, 6-1 in the market there, as Craig says, Move with the Times in the Betfair Hurdle. We've got that to look forward to at the weekend, of course. But we should probably concentrate on matters a little closer to hand.
Mark, now I've given you all them winners in the Monday jury. Do we really have to cover three races on Tuesday?
Yeah, it's about the here and now. We've got to wait till March for the other winners. We're going to move on to Tuesday's racing. Craig has prepared three races for us, and we'll get his thoughts next.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, on to Tuesday's action. As we say, Craig's got three races prepared for us, and the first of them is the 3:25 at Market Raisin. This is a Class 4 handicap hurdle of the extended 2.5 miles. We've got a field of 12 set to go to post for this one. Craig, who'd you like in the race?
Yeah, I think that field could be reduced to 11 because obviously we just watched Sharp Response win at Sedgefield on Monday. He'll be unlikely to line up here, Mark. But the one that jumps off the page for me here is Ozzie Thomas, a horse that ran really well at Leicester last time, finished second behind Sleepy Haven on that occasion off a mark of 117, has gone up £2. He's a prominent runner in round market raising over this type of trip, over hurdles. You want a horse that's going to be up with the pace. I think it'll be a straightforward ride for Richard Johnson. He's attractively well handicapped, no problems at all with the ground. You know, he fits nicely into a 0-120 here. A lot of positives for the chances of Ozzie Thomas.
Okay, Ozzie Thomas then, the selection for Craig in the 3:25 at Market Raisin. Moving on to the 3:40 at Newcastle next. This is a Class 4 handicap over a mile. We've got 4-year-olds and older in the lineup here. A field of 8 set to go to post as well. We couldn't have you in here with Newcastle on, Craig, without talking about one of the races. Who wins the 3:40?
Well, Mark, when you handed me this lovely sheet of paper with the three races on to look at for Tuesday's racing, the 3:40 Newcastle appeared, and I was sitting next to Sean Quinn at the time. and of course, they're responsible for the top weight, World's His Oyster.
Yeah.
I thought, well, this is going to be easy. I'll just pop the question to Sean. And Sean, obviously, without giving too much away, reports that the horse is fit and ready to go after an absence of 136 days.
Okay.
He is very, very sharp. He isn't badly handicapped. You know, I think they could have found a deeper race, you know, at this type of grade than they've ended up with the final declarations here. I think they've been quite lucky. And I don't think he's starting back out on a bad mark of 82 World's His Oyster. So after getting the thumbs up from Sean, I'd have to stick with him because, you know, there's not too many that I think, you know, will be troubling me. Eastern Dragon obviously comes into the race in good form. He's been running well at Newcastle. He's won twice in recent times there. He's up to a mark of 80 now. One that could be a big price here that could run well. And he finished third to Eastern Dragon way back in October, which looked fairly strong form at the time, Mark. But he never really went on from there. Was Weatherfront. Now, I don't want to entirely give up on the horse just yet. He's dropped another couple of pounds to a mark of 70. Luke Morris has been booked. You know, he's one that could run well at a big, big price in this as Weatherfront. But for win purposes, I'll stick with World's His Oyster.
And moving on to the final race we look at then, the 4:20 at Hereford. And this is a Novices Limited handicap chase to finish with. It's 3 miles and 1 furlong the trip. And we've got 6 runners to go to post here, Craig. And Wild West Wind is going to be relatively short in the market, I imagine.
It's a good race, Mark. I think it's hard to rule out any of these when I first look through it. Wild West Wind is going to be favourite, of course, because he was a wide margin winner at Wincanton just over a month ago. The handicap has taken a dim view. He's raised him £12 for that success, but the time he clocked that day suggests that that is more than fair and he could be capable of following up off his higher mark. So you certainly wouldn't rule out Wild West Wind, but he is going to be priced accordingly. And I think the race is more competitive than the quotes we've seen so far for his price. So, you know, I'd be looking elsewhere. Preseli Rock is of definite interest. I mean, he looked a nice horse last year running in Novice Hurdle. He finished third to Champers on Ice, a horse we've already discussed in this podcast. He finished second to Ballyoptic. I mean, that form has worked out particularly well. And, you know, we've only seen him once this year over fences. He was beaten a long, long way, but the Oliver Sherwood yard at the time was badly out of form. You know, they've really turned the corner in recent times, has the Sherwood team. I think he's had 6 or 7 winners in the last 14 or 15 days. So there's huge positives, and he's on basically his hurdles mark of 128 here. He is a horse that's bred for fences by Flemings Firth. And I think he could outrun his price mark. You know, you've got to give chances to the likes of Dawson City, the Bioko's in form. And Maxinese is much better than he's been able to show in his last few starts. They've got the cheek pieces on for the first time. He's another one that is up to winning races off his mark of 119. So hard to rule any of them out, but Preseli Rock gets my vote and should be value.
Preseli Rock and the selection for Craig in the 420 at Hereford. As usual, a little bit of a quick summary before you go, Craig. Just confirm your selections for us for Tuesday then.
Yeah, starting the market raising in the 325, we're with Aussie Thomas. In the 340 at Newcastle, we're going with the top weight World's His Oyster. And finally, in the 420 at Hereford, Preseli Rock for Oliver Sherwood and Leighton Aspel.
Superb. Good work, Craig. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy on Tuesday.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go. The thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Tuesday's racing. You'll hear us all live on Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. with Luke Elder, Kevin O'Malley and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. Hereford Market Raisin and at Newcastle are the meetings to get stuck into. So do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Tuesday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.